Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, we have a special guest. One of the youngest guests in the history of Wrestling It Factor Radio. Yeah, one of the top teenagers. Women wrestlers in America. Give it up for Billy Starks.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are
you? Hey, welcome. I'm good, thank you. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, glad to make for you to make it to Wrestling It Factor Radio from your busy schedule.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been on like a crazy schedule. I just went to Tuesdays at 6 and worked out and got some training in and just got home.
Awesome. Yes, who did you idolize when you was a smaller kid and growing up?
Like, I enjoyed watching Bayley. Like, that was my, like, favorite wrestler growing up. But, like, when I started going to indie shows, one of my first shows I went to was an IWA Mid-South show, and my favorite wrestler was Necro Butcher. And many people find that very strange, but I... For some reason, this man walked out of the entrance and barefoot, swinging a trash can around, and I was like, yeah, I'm sold on this. This is golden.
Wow. Definitely hardcore for kids. Yes. One of the hardcore legends out there. Also, who else did you idolize besides Bayley?
I enjoyed watching, like, Kevin Owens, but, like, when I, like, first started watching him, he was more known as Kevin Steen. I just liked the way he started wrestling, and, like, it was just different compared to most male wrestlers, and I enjoyed it, and he was entertaining to watch, and him as a heel was very good.
Awesome. Yes, he's... amazing, definitely amazing wrestler inside and outside the ring, and definitely he earned the name of Mr. Wrestling.
Yeah.
Also, how long have you been a wrestler?
I started training in May of last year, and I had my first match in October, so less than a year, but still having fun with it.
Awesome. During that time at I think you was a ninth grade actually for your debut wrestling match.
I would prefer not to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, my dogs are barking in the background.
Okay. Yes, what's your memories of your first match?
So, my first match, originally it was going to be match with me and another girl in my training class, and it was going to be both of our first matches. So that was very scary until it turned into a triple threat, and it was me versus Hazel, Crow versus Maria James, or Amazing Maria. And so my first match, I was having so much fun, but during the match, I went to the top rope and I went for a dusty elbow and I sprained my ankle. So in my first match, I got injured and couldn't wrestle for like 2.5 weeks. But I still loved it, and I was able to finish the match even with my ankle being messed up.
Wow. And have any memories of also working with Lynette Martinez?
Oh, I believe I was supposed to wrestle her in Texas, but there was a problem and she wasn't able to show up.
Also, any thoughts of working with Samantha Heights also? Your memories of working with her?
Oh, I love Sam. She's like my older sister, and I'm so glad she's doing everything she is in Japan right now, and I'm really proud of her. But the first time I met Sam, I was still a photographer, and like I would see her at rock star shows. And then when I finally was able to wrestle her, that was like one of my dream matches, and I was so happy about it. But like,
awesome.
I love the opportunities I've been given, and it's been a lot through Girl Fight, which is run by Madman Pondo, and I'm so happy with being able to wrestle at Girl Fight. Oh, yeah, and she's the champion right now, which is amazing.
Yes, definitely. She's an amazing wrestler, athlete, yes. What's your thoughts of working with Impact Wrestling star Jordynne Grace?
It was a lot of fun, and I also got to wrestle Sue, which is also on Impact. I love the opportunities I've been given, but like, I enjoyed that match because it took, like, everything out of me to have fun with that, and it was a lot of work. And I also met Jordan when I was, like, super young, and I posted a picture of it, and she had, like, no idea. But when she was, like, more my age, I got to see her wrestle, and then later, like, it was amazing to see us both be able to get in the ring together.
Yes, definitely. She's definitely a talent, definitely, and she worked so hard to get to the top of a wrestling company like Impact Wrestling, and she's basically amazing in the ring, and she is definitely has a lot of strength also. How did your classmates and peers think of you as a wrestler?
I used to post like posters around the school and like encourage my teachers and my friends to come and watch me wrestle. Everybody's very like supportive of it, but like a lot of them find it like very strange.
Awesome. And how does your family take of that? You going to become a pro wrestler?
They're very supportive. Like, my dad was a photographer, and that's how I got into wrestling. Like, I was like 4, and he was like, "Here, watch this." So we started watching WWE, and I was like, "Yep, this is what I want to do." Like, we watched CSI and wrestling, and I was like, the two jobs I want to have is a criminal investigator or a wrestler. And then at one point, I said I wanted to be an ice cream truck driver. So it's just, I've always been all over the place, but I don't know why, but wrestling has always stuck with me. And, like, for some reason, my family still lets me do this because they see how much I love it and they support me with everything I do.
Awesome. And it's just amazing that the wrestling business is going far also, and that'll be I think that would be a good match also in the future of you being Bayley's one day going to the WWE as a surprise to be in the Bayley's tag team partner, maybe against the Iconics and stuff right there.
Sounds awesome.
Yes, it just kind of reminds me of like Bronx. Like comparing that to Braun Strowman and the other fan being his tag team partner against the tag team that time, and
okay.
But I think it would be huge. Yes. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, but you never know that, Vince McMahon knows his talent that well. Him and Triple H basically on talents making appearances on Raw and SmackDown. And it seems like this show has been a good luck charm for a lot of past talents out there to be in one of the major companies. I still wishing you good luck that maybe that Vince or AEW or others also recruit you to their roster, even at to doing anything at the ring or anything doing an interview or anything it can definitely happen to any other talent also in the business.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Also, I noticed that you had a good matches with Alex Crowley. How was that also, working with her?
So that happened like 2 weeks ago. We had a match at Grindhouse. It was so much fun, and she is literally like one of my favorite people I've met through wrestling. She is also very young, so we both experienced some of the same stuff, and we're in a tag team together, and it's called Stupid the Youth. But like our match 2 Saturdays ago was so much fun. I had amazing time with her, and the match turned out really well and everybody loved it. But I enjoy everything I got to do with her, and I'm glad we can go through this crazy adventure we call wrestling together. And I'm also wrestling her at the Gathering tomorrow, which I'm also very excited about.
Awesome. Also, what's your thoughts of Haley Shadows also?
Haley is like an amazing girl to talk to, and she's there for many young wrestlers. I've got to wrestle her a few times. I wrestled her at OPW, and then I've also got to wrestle her at Supreme Wrestling, both for fun matches.
Yes, definitely. And her, she has amazing personality with her character also.
Yeah.
Any memories of working with, yes, also any memories of working with Brooklyn Creed?
Oh, I believe she was the one I wrestled at New Level in Alabama before my match got interrupted by Mackenzie Page. And, that was so much fun, and I got to walk out with the title the first night I was there, and it was a surprise for everybody, even me.
Awesome. What was it like for the first time to win gold?
That wasn't my first time winning gold. The first time I won a belt or championship was the Grindhouse women's belt when it was first introduced at my home promotion, Grindhouse Pro, in a four-way.
Wow. Amazing. Any thoughts of Charlie Krull also working with her?
For like, she was trained by the same place I was trained by, so I wrestled her a lot when I first started wrestling. So I've had many matches with her. Some were good, some weren't, but we are here where we are today.
Awesome. Also, one question from a fan named Alex. Wants to know what kind of favorite artists you like listen to when you trying to while you training on your wrestling and preparing for the matches.
I love listening to Billie Eilish. Like, I love her music. One of my favorite songs by her is "Lovely," or "When We All Fall Asleep." Like, for some reason, I just love her music.
Wow, it seems like she's basically trying to surpass records from Taylor Swift.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah. But the coolest part of it, her album with Justin Bieber also another good one also.
Yeah.
Definitely amazing artist, new artist. Mm-hmm. Also, do you have a chance to watch any other wrestling promotions when you have free time during your busy schedule?
Yeah, I enjoy watching Beyond a lot, and then I also have watched a lot of Progress Wrestling.
Awesome. Definitely a lot of wrestling from the UK is amazing, basically, how their in-ring work and their promos, how they it's like it's their favorite sport in the UK is like next to their, you know, football or soccer is wrestling, basically. And it's just amazing how these a lot of talent, you know, learn so much over there in the UK and takes pro wrestling seriously.
Mhm. I agree.
Yes. Also, do you want any future wrestlers you want to work with in the business that you haven't worked with, like a Mercedes Martinez or like a the former Emma of WWE?
I'm really happy that I've also got to wrestle like a lot of women that I'm already like really excited about and like had my dream matches a lot already, but one that I haven't had to have yet was wrestling Shotzi Blackheart, and I get to wrestle her on a girl fight show in Indianapolis. And then I also would love to work Jessica Havoc or Alley Cat. Like, I love both of those women, and I think I could put on a great match with either of them.
Yes. Definitely very good talent right there. And Jessica Havoc is, her character is growing on me, basically. Like, she's, like, intimidated, basically. And definitely the dark side movement is catching up. Is getting over, basically, with her and James, my father James, Metro also.
Okay.
Yes. Also, would you like to plug any future shows for the listeners out there?
I sure can. Like, I have a really busy weekend that starts tomorrow. I'll be at the Gathering tomorrow, and then Thursday I'll be at Crux Wrestling, which will be live streamed free on IWTV, and then Resolute I'll be there on Friday, and then I'll be at SCI Saturday, but I won't be wrestling. I'm just there to hang out. And then that's all in Tennessee. And then I will be back in Jeffersonville, Indiana for Grindhouse on Sunday.
Yes. Awesome. Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, check her out. Check Billy Starks out at these future events. And definitely, she's a future, a future star, and one day going to be in the big companies. Definitely, we wish her all the success in the future also.
Thank you.
Yes. Also, yes, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. And you can come back anytime you want to to the show, anytime to talk about your wrestling feuds or any other news you want to cover also.
Okay, sounds great.
You have a good night, a wonderful night.
You too. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Billy Starks. Yes, if you want to check out this episode, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio or on our Facebook fan page at WrestlingIt Factor Radio/It Factor Entertainment Radio, where you see your other archives there as well also. Or you can check on Sketcher also, .com also, for all the Wrestling It Factor Radio archives there as well. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in the coming on. He's one half of the Bouncers from Ring of Honor, Brawler McLonus. We'll be right back tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.